was going on. And it was very abstract at that time, you know, and also very naive. I found myself very naive asking these kind of questions, you know, and somehow, you know, these questions I still ask. So in the end, maybe I am very naive. You know, to be in the world of smell and full time, you probably need to be naive. Curiosity is what drives me, you know, and towards smell, there's always something to discover.
Yeah, totally. I understand that your first explorations into scent came from an interest in the air that surrounds us. Can you tell us about that a bit?
So beginning of the 90s, I was interested in this topic of air. Started off with asking questions about the weather. What is weather? You know, what does it mean? Coming from Scandinavia, where literally the topic of the weather is everything, from business to leisure to pleasure, and still people only speak about bad and good weather. Something must be wrong. I tried to make small experiments around, you know, weather, forcing non-existing weather and confronting with various type of weather with each other for the purpose primarily to challenge language. The challenge, how do we actually talk about this weather we don't know so well, you know?
Yeah, totally.
So through those kind of experiments, I then discover, wow, those explosions caused by chemical experiments actually cause more interesting smellscapes and they cause various types of weather. So I said, wow, that smell is interesting. What is it? And how can I make sense out of it? And so that's how it started. Literally, like in Newton's case, you know, apple falling on the head. It's for me like, wow, that's it. I decided, okay, what do I need to study to somehow get to understand this topic? Yeah, mm-hmm. The invisible reality that surrounds me full time, all the time.
Yeah.
What kind of knowledge do I need to look into to be able to maybe find the answer to those questions? Mm-hmm. So I studied, you know, chemistry because math and chemistry and science was always passion in my life. And linguistics, because I was always very curious in how do I talk about what I'm doing? How do I talk about this, in this case, the invisible reality? There seemed to be no language out there, so maybe I have to invent one day. At very early age, I was so clear that these are literally the tools. Chemistry, you know, chemical communication, which is all about communication, you know, smell is all about communication, you know, information, communication. And then linguistics and, you know, semantics, etc., language, how do you communicate certain issues, yeah?
Yeah, totally.
So in the end, then I kind of started a journey. I didn't know where I was heading. As long as there's a footstep on the moon, the sky was not the limit. And off I took.
So what were your first steps?
I decided to use myself as a guinea pig to explore the capacity of what I'm able to understand about the sense of smell on my own body and in my own system, in my own metabolism, so to say. And also, you know, how do I use smell? How could I potentially use smell if I understand it properly? If I train every day to smell, would I improve my sense of smell? Would I understand smell beyond what I thought I could? You know, and all the questions I had in my backpack, you know, smell and prejudices, smell and language, smell and rationality, smell and emotion, smell and memory, you name it. The list is long and my backpack was big. I really, you know, set off a journey and used myself to test myself, starting off with one fact. We are a very complex system as humans, and we are equipped with amazing, I call it software on the hardware or interfaces called the senses. And these senses are there for a purpose. So what if I'm able to understand what these senses are there to do and how they actually operate? Somehow I understand how looking and hearing and touching operate, and I make sense out of it. But the sense of smell always lingering out there. Why is that? Why is that sense somehow not so conscious in the way I understand the use of the senses? And also in this complexity, the way we use the senses in a complex way is never really we only not smelling or only looking. There is always interaction between all the senses. So my methodology was then literally to force the process of smelling. I have understood so much that whatever I have had access to in terms of smelling in my early years from zero to puberty, most likely will be in my subconsciousness. maybe now when I forced myself to smell, all those smell references will come up just like, wow, you know, like, oh, yeah, they are there. Oh, yes, I know what they are. And that was a very interesting process to discover that if you efficiently try to smell something and you look for the reference, you find it. I discovered in my own system that my subconsciousness, my storage of memory was packed. And I literally had made no attempt to use all that information in smell. And that was like, wow, how sad is that? Because it seemed to be so efficient.